Okay, we're holding Perek Achar Osar, page Kupsam of Bates. Why do we need to make the effort to understand what's tutzach in the mice? The klolim case of makirim as amidus amistatris mechuri maisim mishitas, finding rules of what's primary, what's secondary. Like, why is it so important? The truth is, they're functioning almost on a subconscious level. We're not even sure we know about them. Philip Asim is slave, Merubah. Inenu Matrizon Tommy, Legalis, Hamidus, Hapoyalis, Boru, Ubimasem. To figure out what's Tutsach, teeth in the Harit Sarai. Unless we come up with some types of ways to figure it out, we're not going to be successful. But we need to know this, because this is going to be eventually the mafteach of how to really get to the root of our problems, fix the root, and solve the problem. Not only are the midos invisible, Rishamim Vihuri Devorim. What do you have? Devorim?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I imagine it means Devorim. It also means looms. Devir, plural of rooms. Rishamim Vihuri Devorim, Rokha Shlema Shal, Cheshbainis, Machshavis, Mimalim, Ma'am Kein Avshenu. Alright, that's pretty scary. Right? There's some of the things that have impacted us, things which we've contemplated and contemplated. And we've created a whole full marokis of explanations, etc., and plans, etc., teeth, without us realizing. But hey, Machavim Esmasenu, Mashiach said also, they direct how we're going to relate to what's going on with Tutsach. So they cause us to have fear, to have anger, to feel crushed, to feel distanced. So we're not necessarily going to know the true problem.
My wife was just telling me about her house-person test that she does on. Do you know what that is?
House-tree
person. She asks her kids to write, draw a house, a tree, and a person. And she has a whole manual how to interpret
different pictures.
How they draw the pictures.
Okay. Now, so here we are telling us we need to know the roots. Here are telling me we don't know the roots. Here are telling me that you can't fix it without knowing the root. So that's pretty sad. So Kate after Lachdor Lamamokim Eila Ludas is a Shiva Lavena. So how do we get in there? We need to realize that there are certain phenomena of how we relate to things. There's no other name for it other than Ella Panes Kesem. I'll tell you the name of that Panes Kesem, a magic flashlight. Panes is a lamp, Kesem is magic. Panes Kesem means a magic lamp. So there's a magic lamp. What's the magic lamp? These things, if we will be honest and let this Panes Kesem express itself, we will find out what's going on inside. He's going to give a few examples of how this Panes Kesem works. So I'm not sure if the pshat is that they're all exactly, they all have the same power per se, or each one works a little differently. But they basically get the look at it. Aleph, an example of this, Yerushalmi Peya, Perak Aleph, Kiloy Dover Reikum, we can. Because he says it's not a double rake from you, which means it's not something which has distanced itself and made itself valueless to you. Because al darshan mean rake, if you feel it's rake, mikem hu rake, you're making it rake. Farmer. So what does that mean? He says an awesome statement. Hagia adam lekula reka b'ter. What does reka mean? Shein roya bo shum toichen v'hechem. It does not speak to me in any way, shape, or form. I don't hear why that's pshat. I don't see any hechem that has to be pshat, and it just doesn't speak to me. Yeda, you should know. That means because inside I have no shaitas in it. So that's why I come up whole in that area. Asher panis kesem pinimi maraloi kilohu inipsis tibatara. So I mamish have now this double rake system tells me the things that give me zero time. You should know that deep down I have a problem with those things. The dogma, a very, very simplified dogma. Lama shen oisib b'dvar m'shaberech. You have a person who's a lama, who the areas of the Torah which have to do with emotion doesn't do them. Megiel agadato shemakachem l'geshes zaleh b'regesh. There's a piece of agadato which the truth is you need to interact with it with regesh. B'dalev alor shen oroya b'kol ha'or. It doesn't speak to him. There's no chiddush in this piece anymore. There's nothing exciting. We have Poshim Shah, the Poshim. Right, that's what he's saying. What's he really saying? What he's really saying is, when you get to different areas of learning of Torah, different elements, and you find that it doesn't go, it's helping you, it's like a mirror reflecting back to you the area which you have rake. But you should know that's what's going to allow you to fix your problem.
As one example, is there other examples of such a thing?
I think what he means.
Certain mitzvahs don't speak to you.
Certain sugyas and shas just like leave you cold. There's a reason why that's true. So if we are believing in Gilgulim, so there's a ma'aseh with the Alshech. So the Alshech was trying to tell Mechachim. Alshech lived in Svas of all the places together with the Chevra Kedai, right? Kedishta. The Rizal came from Mitzrayim. He was alive only for like after he came to Mitzrayim for a very short time. But in that period of time, he was kind of Chaim Vitalis and that Talmud Mufet. So he gave a shir in Kabbalah for the Chabura. He told the Alshev, don't come. Why? You've already been a sack in your neshama with Liman of Kabbalah, the previous Gilgal. You have no need to be masakin at all. You have to work on Drush. And Alshev is talking about Drush. So here you have a situation where you have like this, the whole camera in the shul going to the shir. And he just can't go. Then fine, you know, he doesn't say Thomas, also you can say he shouldn't go with him. Finally, so one day he finds a way to sit into the shir. He's sitting for the shir. So he walks to the shir. He never fell asleep from his learning. Walks into the shir. Hears two words. Out. He wakes up on the last word of the shir, and that's it. So first the shadow was developed on to know, did Arizal have enough courage to know that's going to happen? Did Arizal make it happen? But either way, apparently that for him that was a double rake. That was an area which was not as focused in, because it wasn't relevant for the shaman.
Right.
But the average human being, that's not the reason why we find it's a double rake. So I can give you an example of it on the flip side. And from there we can work backwards. Right. This is a word which he brings to the beginning of Haley Bays. From the Alpha Kelly. He says that the correct way to learn the God, it says, not their Kushavitirits. That Chazal used that, the Morale says that Chazal used that Mahalo for the Hilchasot, the Sugars of Hilchasot. The way you're Malabin and get to the clarity of what the point Chazal is saying is through Kushavitirits. I ask the question, you give a Teretz, I ask the question, you give a Teretz, you ask the question, I give a Teretz. To clarify the he says, by God, so that's not how Chazal wanted you to understand the God. It's not their Kushan appearance. He says you have a choice of understanding either Apiterach and Kabbalah, Apiterach of Muslim. So, imagine the following. Leish Levine sets out the head of the Vada Rabbana of the church for years. From Mechem Levine, Shnita, from Chicago's father. So, Mayor Leish Levine learned the Kelp. And how long you learned that? You know that the people were made by his, after his Nifter. And in all the years, he was the head of the Irish Hirsch, the Vada Rabbana. And all the issues that they had to deal with, which Bush can make you tear your hair out, he never lost his mind. They went and asked him why. He said, because I worked for 7 years in the meat of Lufthansa. Okay. Imagine now that a person has spent 7 years working on the meat of Lufthansa.
This is my plan.
And he opens up a Gemara. Mamash. The more saying you set him up as an effort. I said, really? You take them away. He's looking. Don't tell him it was an effort over here. I don't see it. Right? And more someone, something else told me. And I'll prove it to you. I'm conscious. No. You're wrong. I'm right. Right? You can't prove it to me. I am conscious. I'm smart. And Leish Levine says to you, something about an effort. So what's the pshat? So the Alter Kelim said, he says that a Maamar Chazal is like a star. And Musar is the telescope which allows you to see the star. So a person who worked for 7 years developing the meat of Munuch is an effort. Looks at the Chazal and sees this bright big star screaming Munuch is an effort. You see this little dot. It's almost something else to you. And no shaykh is an effort. Because the person developed that Kesher Panimi to that world. So I remember Katzel Levinstein, you learn his or your castle. So once in a while you find a shot that you say to my Chazal, which you didn't feel was more. I don't see what's looking at that shot in my Chazal. And the answer I say to myself is, for me it's Takana Mukhra. For Katzel it's Takana Mukhra. It's not trying to prove their Kusha Vateris. You're not supposed to learn the God of their Kusha Vateris. So I was learning that. The version wanted you to become the Kli where you do the Voida of the Pirish in that Maamar Chazal. Not in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara. And I got it. It's in you. If you become the Kli where you work out that and Nakuda, then you'll see the dosa of Nakuda Mishtetva. So that's the flip side where you're Moleg, and therefore you see it. Right? But now, so I'm related to Levine, and I'm learning this more. I'm such a compelling insight. Nakuda Mishtetva is an effort. You see? Dornish? Matter of fact, what's the answer? That I'm a double rake who vis-a-vis the minyan luchazem, so I'm totally rake. As Taka Bachazal wanted to convey, this is why my Chazal doesn't speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So this is going to be true specifically. We're speaking about midais, then Baba Kama and Baba Metzia don't often. I mean, sometimes it's about midais, but it touches less on midais than Agartha and.
But even that's true.
So, right.
But even there, you'll find that a person will learn. You find that a person will Baba Kama Pasha, he feels like the Masechta goes, and you said it's so important, and it makes sense to him, and he feels connected. Another person doesn't click.
So that person has to work on his.
But you have to know the reason why it's clicking. This part of Torah, which is not speaking to your neshama, right? So what is the barrier? Maybe the barrier is that the lakunas of the halakhas that is being mavarer. First of all, has all being mavarer halakhas. These halakhas are halakhas that you don't feel connected to. So mela, right? You don't feel this inner need to get the clarity over here that you're supposed to get. And so short is not a Zippora, you know. Sure, no, or who cares? Like, you know, like you don't say that. You know, say, you know, more. I don't get the Gemara. You don't get the Gemara because you have a person who's generated a tremendous amount of zehiris and dini mominus, and zehiris and hezek, and zehiris in the Beit HaMeira. Wow, Taki, the Gemara is handling a major shayla over here in Lomdus, not a Muslim, but he gets the Lomdus. So the Marshall gave with the lamb, and that's like, you know, that's like almost black and white. You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation. One or seven. Pressure the child. Apparently there was a few young men who felt that I responded to Baron excessively during this year. And I'm looking like, you know, I was pretty proud of myself that I controlled myself, you know. But one person is simply a question like it bothers me. I said isn't the whole goal of Torah is to have control and speak dispassionately about things, deal with everything dispassionately? And I think to myself, this person is scared of Rick. He's been running away from Regish. So he was very excited, Baruch Hashem, that he came across the Chazal that says that, you know, it's important to be Yerushka Cheshman and logical, etc. So he doesn't worry about Regish because he has Chazal to support him. Like, you know, what do you mean? It's like, Pachas and Heimaltoiser, you have to be very relaxed, you know, like, you know, and Mela, I'm good. What's the shot? There's something about Regish that scares him. So I'm going to find all the Chazal that's telling me, no Regish. Cool, dispassionate, and Emmanuel says, what are you doing? It bothers me. Because that's challenging my hanok. So I go, excuse me, because I'll say, so I'm saying, right? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that there's a barrier there that the person has. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying maybe I did speak excessively. I don't know. You know, but maybe I did. You can tell me, you were there.
I don't know. I didn't have any opinions. I didn't know what was going on, so it didn't make a difference to me.
The way I spoke, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't anything. It was just nice, sweet back and forth.
Yeah, I thought I was getting it too. you know, loud.
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Emotional.
I wasn't following the
passionate
show anyway. So
it's hard for me to. When you learn Torah, it's mostly passionate. You know.
I always like to learn dispassionately, personally, but. I mean, not to say I get passionate sometimes inside.
Yeah, but the point is, if you work through a subject 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. You feel you have a mouth on the subject. You feel like you're cut of something.
Right.
Somebody comes along and says, you got it all wrong. You remember something. Oh, that's interesting. I said, no, I'm right. It's important to me that I work that out. You're not going to just like whatever. You know?
Certainly not, actually. To think of it.
What?
No, not to think of it. I yell a little bit too much. That's my.
So the point is that the person has an area where they're deficient in their deep. So you don't realize that. But here's the flashlight. Here's the mirror. Right? It shines in you. Like certain things you stay away from. Certain things don't speak to you. Certain things that make sense to you. Like, you know, you wonder about it. Like, you know, the answer is there's something. This is an area I need to focus on what's going on over here. Okay. So that's one type of a panes kesef. You know, it's all the time I use a bathroom.